Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, September the 6th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the opening of schools for the third and final term. Students returned to class yesterday, with some schools turning away those that have not paid boarding fees, especially. To make matters worse, the learning institutions are also demanding the bulk of the fees in U.S. dollars. Teachers' unions are warning many children may drop out of school as parents struggle with the enduring economic challenges. While government policy says schools cannot prevent learners for non-payment of tuition fees, schools argue they can block those that have not paid boarding fees. As many parents worry about the future of their children tonight, Primary Education Spokesperson Tonga Nandoro says parents having challenges must approach school authorities to make payment plans. The question we are asking, therefore, tonight is, have you paid Caesar what belongs to Caesar? Li chona njani zuluganda ba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngokuvula kwezikolo okuza ngesikhathi abazali abaningi bekhala ngemali yama-school fees. Ekuvulweni kwazo izolo ezinye izikolo zibikwa zixotshe abantwana abangakabhatali ikakhulu i-boarding fees zisithi abazele mali. Isikolo eziningi zibikwa zihlawulisa ingxenye enkulu yedola lemelika kuthi encane nje iyo ezithi ingahlawulwa ngemali yaseZimbabwe. Umbuzo omkhulu esibuza namuhla, ikakhulu yini bazali ngothi selenelisile na ukuhlawulela abantwana besikolo. Kwazwayi vatereri beStudio 7 na nasimuchirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro nezuro. Zvimwe zvikoro zvinonzi zviri kudzinga vana vasati vabhadharirwa mari dzedzidzo, zvikuru sei vadzidzi vekuzvikoro zveboarding. Kunyange hazvo hurumende ichiti hapana mwana anofanirwa kudzingwa kuchikoro nenyaya yekusabhadhara, zvikoro zvekumaboarding zvinoti zvine kodzero yekudzinga vadzidzi vasina kubhadhara mari dzekugara kumaboarding facilities. Zvikoro zvakawanda zvinonzi zviri kuda kuti vabereki vabhadhare chikamu chikuru chefees nemadhora ekuAmerica. Masangano evarairidzi anoti nyaya yemaschool fees iyi inogona kuita kuti vadzidzi vakawanda vataze kuenderera mberi nezvidzidzo zvavo. That's what we are talking about this night on your program, The Connection. Joining us tonight, that's our first guest, is Zibusiso Moyo, Deputy Coordinator of Lupane Youth Development Trust. Zibusiso, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
I see a pillar. See, letemba ba pilile labo abalaleli. Nguzwela pansi mamoyo nzacela wenyuse ipimbo. Kancane ukubana sezwane kanti laba abalaleli labo bakuzwe. Let's dive in, Zibusiso. Schools opened yesterday and we understand that Many of them are sending kids back home, saying that they must, you know, money up front. What's your take on this?
I think this is a huge challenge. Kubantwana nasebazalini ekutheni i-access to education isifuna i-right yabo isithethe ilungelo labo selithethe kumbe ngathi selinyundezeliwe ngoba sokuthiwe imali phambili. Sikhangele umkhonono welizwe isimo somnotho xa kuthiwa imali phambili umuntu emuva abantu abayiholi le mali le engama-US. So kusuka kube nzima baba ukuthi abantwana bexotshwe ezikolo ngokufuneka ukubhadala i-school fees. Njalo nxa bexotshwa yitheni yokugcina le zifundweni zabo ekuthi ukuthi khokhona abanye bakhangelela ukuthi bahlale bebhala ama-exams abo njengoba kungu-term 3. Khona lokhu kuzabaphambanisa kakhulu ukuthi kulifize ngoba kuzathatha isikhathi abanye ukuthi imali beze beyitholi. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi abanye bayahlala nabo-2 weeks umuntu engayanga esikolo because ini isifiza akayi-raisan. So that's a very huge challenge and I think it's going to affect even i-performance yabantwana esikolo with the writing classes.
Siyabonga ma Moyo Zibusiso Moyo, deputy coordinator weLupane Youth Development Trust. Please do stay on the line as we welcome our second guest. That's Mr. Obed Masaraure, leader of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATUZ. Mr. Masaraure, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for having us here.
Thank you so much. Give us an overview of the situation in schools, Mr. Masaraure. Given reports that schools are turning away students who have not paid school fees, what's the situation like as of today?
Yeah, it is very unfortunate that the responsibility to fund basic education is on the shoulders of the government of the day, and we have the government who emerged on that particular responsibility. We have learners primarily who are supposed to be in school, who can pay, but the government is supposed to pay for everyone and anyone. But unfortunately, because of government policy, when they claim that they would think they're vulnerable through a BEAM scheme, unfortunately, the BEAM scheme was supposed to take care of the vulnerable, but every learner in Zimbabwe is now vulnerable. Looking at the poverty levels in Zimbabwe, everyone is living in deep poverty and they deserve government support. So what we have witnessed is some learners are so scared to be at the school because they know that if they don't bring the money, they'll be chased away. So when the opening day, we were so shocked to get statistics that were as low as 1%, 2%, 3%. We ended up with an average of 7% for rural schools of learners coming to school. Why? Because they knew their parents were prepared to pay. Today, we got further news that even those schools that ordinarily attract learners who are from middle class families are inferring to be in school. But in school, for example, with the learner who is the child of a teacher, a nurse, a police officer, they are trying their best to get the best education for them. They can't be in those schools because the government is not paying their own workers. So at the end of the day, we now have a scenario where the schools are deserted. That's when we insist that people, no one should be chased away from school, but the schools don't take any of that. Once they promise to pay, is not enough. The schools need learning material. They need teaching material. We've been speaking to school masters. We've been speaking to principals or from schools. They are concerned that the biggest letdown at the moment is the lack of teaching and learning materials in the school. So at the end of the day, I'll confirm to you, Mr. Mwenyeji, that learners are failing to make it to the classroom. The policy, the instruction, the traits are not enough. What schools need right now is the financial support to get the learning and teaching materials. It's very unfortunate that in schools, even in urban schools, where learners now are milling around the schools, we've received these reports where learners were supposed to be in class are now in beer wars. We've received the reports where learners were supposed to be in school are now taking to house parties where they can't access the school premises. Their parents cannot pay. So they will get, they are now being lured by some people to be part of some house parties. It is very unfortunate. So this is
ndimbo pindirai papo amasarauri iko imimi sesangano revarairidzi vekumaruva mungati zvinhu zvakamira sei kumaruva vari kudzingwawo here vana uko
no ndigaitoriro rekuti artis haimiri kumaruva chete inomiri yanyika yese ndo zvatakawirirana kubatakabva kuconference ya 2020 asi kana mudaudzira zvekumaruva zvaibikitanangurei ndichiti kumaruwa vana vacho havachatodi kuenda kuchikoro havatobviri vadzingwa because vanogara varega kuuya zvinoita kuti vagare varega kuuya ndechekuti kune nyaya yehani yatakabva kumasanand yekuti vana vemagrade 7 vanonzi kunonzwa continuous assessment learning activities anonzi makala kala vabereki vaakunguasiya kuti anonzi makala vana havakutoya kuchikoro vegrade 7 80% haina kuhachadzirwe kuchikoro kuti makala haaite vachatoya kuchikoro toenda kune zvimwe zvikoro zvevanhu kuvanhu vakawanda vaizati panonzi ezdcpesen akudzinga vana zichadzingwa vana havachaende asi vana vari kuenda vamwe vanenge vashingirira vane chido nechikoro vari kunongodzingwawo saka kumaruva hongu zviri kuwanikwa saka attendance yekumaschools yekumaruva nenyaya yepovhati tiyakawandira kumaruva vana vachinenge vatadza kuenda chekunyanyanisa ndechekuti zvino varaidzi vacho vekumaruva vanotadza kunge vari muclassroom kuti vadzidzisewo vana ava vashoma vanenge vauya vari kusvika kusamuraridzi mangwana havachadzoke nekuti vanoziva kuti kuchikoro ndeve kunotamba hakuna chiri kuitwa kuchikoro kwedu saka kumaruva kune dambudziko rakatokurisa rekuti kwazi mwana atadza kuuya murayiridzi atadza kuuya saka changoro dongo ezvinonzi panzi pane chikoro asi hakuna chiri kuitwa chinobatika
aha aiwa tinotenda vamasaraure please do stay on the line avasanda kusixhuma vachangotibata inoiyi nepfenyuro yestudio 7 emusakazi westudio 7 njalo sisakaza siseamerica evoice of america lamhlanje udaba esingalo ngolokuvulwa kwesikolo sizwa kuthiwa baxotshiwe abantwana abaningi izolo lanamhla kuthiwa imali phambili xa ungabhatalanga ifees ikakhulu i-boarding fees hayi uyabuyiselwa umntwana esikolo kuthiwa hayi hambe etshela abazali ukuthi imali phambili sizalipha ithuba linabalaleli njengabazali ukuthi hayi lani lethule imbono yenu lisitshele ukuthi lihlawulile yini ama-school fees kumbe kuhamba njani sibuyele kuzibusiso moyo our other guest mamoyo abantu abaningi yebo bakhala ngefees kodwa abezikolo bathi labo ukuthi bakhona ukuthenga okudingakalayo izikolo zivulwe abantwana kumele bahlawule uhulumende ngakolunye uhlangothi uthi yebo uyakunanzelela ukubana umumo unzima kodwa uthi akulaa mntwana omele axotshwe esikolo ngakho uthi abazali labezikolo kabakhulumisane ngokuzwa kwakho njengesakhamuza msho bakhona osubazwile asebexotshelwa abantwana mhlawumbi abanye asebehambile ezikolo bayazama ukukhulumisana labaphathi kuyasebenza yini lokho
ekukhulumisaneni lapha uthole ukuthi ezikolo basuka bethi hhayi thina nxa ungela mali akulanto esingakhulumisana ngayo so without proper policies or even an aid i-government eyifakayo ukuthi hhayi thina sizanisisa izikolo ngalokho kumbe thina sizathi abantwana sizabanyedisa ngalokhu akulalutho ngoba nabo kuyaphilisa ezi-schools ngoba kuyafunakala i-material yokufunda kuyafunakala isimali ingekho ninzi ukuthi kokhona ukufundiswa kwakhona akukho so that why ababalisi begcina bedimanda ukuthi thina asikhulumisani bomuntu esikufunayo kuyimali phambili so indaba yokukhulumisana isuka ingasebenzi ngoba both parties umzali lesikole basuka bengawelelani ekutheneni bathi thina sifuna ukuthi sithole imali ukuze sifundise abantu abo angithi ngapho umzali uthi hayi mina imali angilayo angithi imali angilayo kumbokwakha check kumbe imali ngibayitholani ojani utho ukuthi isikole angeke simlalele ngoba sona it's fair to make equal imali and also buy those materials that are needed so mina ngicabanga ukuthi uhulumende ekutheni kukhulunyiswane lapha laye ule role yakhe ayidlalayo. Remember, there's been an issue of free education. I don't know which for how long. I think that's where the government now comes in, which to bridge this gap between the parent and the child, you know, to make education accessible. Because now education is such exorbitant. But I'm going to go to school. I'm going to go to they end up not going to school. They're not going to school fees. They're not going to school money. And that takes us to a lot of challenges among the youth, you know, in behaviors. I want to be clear that we are continuing to engage in just because it started in a bit, you know, we said that we need to. So I think what you could mean they have to come up with some strategy to which you can have a goal for them to do the function of food. Kumele ukuthi zincediswe at the same time, abazali, because you cannot expect to have a value before they out. Inkalakatha zezimali and abangelazo and futhi abangakwaziyo ukuthi bazazireyiza njani. So I think that has to be taken into consideration uhulumende nxa sibili ele sifi ngele siqiniseko sokuthi education ibe accessible and ibe free kulizwe lezimbabwe ebantwaneni bezimbabwe.
Izikolo eziningi mamoyo sizwa kuthiwa ekufizi khonapho zithi mhlawumbe imali enengi ingxenye enkulu mpela enxa zithi 70%, 80% or 90% kumele ihlawulwe nge-US dollar then enye le ingxenye encane yiyo emele ihlawulwe nge-Zim dollar. Kodwa njengabazali liyakhala lithi hayi vela kusebenzi kungenziwani pho khona
akusebenzi akusebenzi kwanangilenge ukuba i-US dollar leli litholwa ngubani kahle kahle ngoba angithi thina sizikholela yena leyi mali yalapha nxa isikole sesizafuna i-80% wamadola emeliwa kusuka kungabi kuhle and futhi kuze kusikhathi isikhathi ukuze ifizi yangifunda ibhadala ngoba ekujameni ukuthi uhlanganise imali yona leyo e-school fees ulisusa emalini yalapha uyisa kwele melika kuthatha yimali enkulu kakhulu. So kuba nzima sibili ebazalini ukuthi kokona ifizi ibhadale nge-US dollar leli thina esingalihlolile njalo esingaligwanisile kathi kunani ukuthi asibhadale nini ngemali yona leyo esinja esiyitholayo kusuka kungathi kuba unfair sibili ngase sicothelana sithi 80% nge-US dollar elivele ngaphi kahle kahle. So I think there has to be a little ngoba i-economy yethu sibili siyabona ukuthi yeyi iguqa phansi ngamadoda. So i-school fees nase sichajwa ngamadola it means abazahamba esikoleni laba balawa ama-US dollar laba bangelawo it means ukuthi bona bazahlala phansi i-education abasayisinge bezi ngenxa yokuthi abalawo amadola amawaleli.
Siyabonga mamoyo qhubeka usecingweni and Mr. Masara Orezuela please do stay on the line as we take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Get
For those that have just joined us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, as well as VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our guests. Mr. Masara Ure, tishi tarisa onyaya zevara iridzi. We know what the program is chairman and ma salaries. Rinjagamira say parisino. Panevar kura mama bas, I reckon out varu kuronga kura mama bas.
That was very easy, right? And very good. I can't be a snan. Akuna, Arkuronga, kura mama bas. As really quickly, to the end of the bus. No, but I got time about it. Urumende chitipayi wa kushe. Ye 200 dollars zai. Kuna tisha umeno uwe zaati. Kutakwa nziji na mbana. Tishu nirira. AD. Ebu na September. Ebu tukana rakwana. Nenekani muripo unokwana. Sewe urumende la uwe zindisa. Kudika gazeta nyemu uruwedu. Muna September. Shifu watu kukazeta. Kwa se kutipa. Pre-October. Kwa hini 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 I was able to get a lot of money. I was able to get a lot of money.
Thank you. I'm sorry we have to leave it there, Vama Sara Ure. We are out of time. Aregaiti mbo pava tereri mkana neguti mbo wazafamba. But thank you so very much. Va obeta Masara Ure ndiwo mutungamiri wesangano re atuza. And as we reach out to our listeners, mpenduke kuwe mamoyo ngamafitshane kuyini ongakutha ongathanda ukuxwayisa uhulumende.
Mina ngithanda ukuxwayisa uhulumende ukuthi indaba e-free education kudala silindele maybe it's that time ukuthi let review whatever policies they need to review so that the education is accessible so expensive which you can akona abafunda ngabale mali abangela mali abasafunda. So I think they need to look into education and into education with image kwenzela ukuthi sikhulise isizwe sethu abantu abasha abalekusasa. Ngiyabonga.
Maybe one more last question. Njengoba kulaba palayo, I think in a month's time, or grade 7, or form 4, or form 6. Ubona bekhona yini mhlawumbe ukuxoshwa kwabantwana lokhu? Ubona kubaphazamisa yini mhlawumbe bekhona behluleka ukubhala imihloliso yabo yokuphela komnyaka.
Ngibona bekhona sibizi abazayihluleka babangile ngoba uyamuzi umuntu esithi angitholanga imali yokubhala, especially emakhaya ngapha. Ngemali lezi ezifunakayo, i-school fees ngapha lezi zokubhala nama-deadline lani. Kuba nzima and ngibabona bekhona abazayihluleka ukubhala ngenxa yemali befunakanayo. And indaba yokuxotshwa kwabantwana esikolo sibizi izabaphambanisa njengoba ngengathi laphana esiqalisweni ukuthi khona mentali vele umntwana ngithi uhambe esikolo esithi uyafunda. Xa esefike sixotshwa imali abazali ukuze beyitholi kufuna ukuthi bazayithola accessing isikhathi useluzile vele khona fana on isikhathi lamali esenzakhe. So I think kuzabaphambanisa abantwana ekufundeni kwabo, especially these writing classes. This is the time ukuthi they are focused, they are in class, they are preparing for their exams. But instead, they are dealing with ukuthi i-school fees. And futhi njalo baba, emakhaya lapho kusanzima, i-cost of living isanzima. Uthola ukuthi abantwana, they are just struggling very first with ukudla kwendlini, you know. So kusuka kubo school fees kusuka kube nzima kakhulu. And njalo I think yinto ezaba-affecta in terms of i-performance yabo nxa besithi bahlalele imihloliso yabo yokugcina.
Oko pane imwe nyaya yekuti vanasikana vakawanda vari kudropa out of school nenyaya yekuti vanenge vabata pamuviri. This has been a problem since I don't know when, but it seems it's increasing. What's your take on that?
Ukuthi abantwana bayaphuma esikolo ngenxa yokuthi sebezithwele babo. I think isuka endabeni yokuthi khona i-school, isuka endabeni ye-school fees ukuthi kungathiwa hayi imali kasisebayo kahlale phansi. The next thing umntwana uyenzayo, you know, sesuka khona lapho kasela nto yokuyenza because an idle mind is very dangerous. Umntwana ukuze agcinakale kumele besesikolo efundise and shape that behavior. But uma engasekho esikolo at the age of 15, at the age of 16, you know, they are just people abaphandle lapha who are waiting to cry on this kid. And xa engasesekho esikolo ngumntwana osengozini kakhulu and ama-pregnancies, ama-teenage pregnancies, they are yet to rise if we continue like this. I-education system yethu nxayini, especially laba abangathi basemakhaya abangela lwazi njalo abama-marginalized and lapho kune-poverty khona, because ngakuthiwa hhayi uswele imali yokubhala, you know, the next thing sesiba ngumfazi womuntu, you know, seyenda at that age. And it's so sad, it's very unfortunate ukuthi we have a girl child who is a such a risk in this kind of thing.
Hayi siyabonga mamoyo, sibusiso moyo, ungadinwa la kusasa.
Siyabonga.
Thank you very much. And that brings us to the end of our show. A big thanks to our guest, that's Sibusiso Moyo, Deputy Coordinator of Lupane Youth Development Trust. You also heard from Mr. Obeta Masaraure, leader of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, or ATUZ. A big thank you also to our guests and, of course, you, the viewers and listeners at home. Be sure to tune in again on Live Talk The Connection next week. But remember, our regular radio shows are on 7 days a week. I am Tungamili Nkomo in Washington. Good night, Zimbabwe.